Cape Talk, New Beginnings.
Our New Beginnings starts, we had Leiden from Bonthierville, and I thought we'd keep it in the Bonthierville area this afternoon. And our New Beginnings also comes from that particular area. Now, a Cape Town resident believes that coffee and cake is something that can actually change the world completely. And Anisa Sell uses her baking skills to change the stigma often associated with the Cape Flats, and especially in the Bonthierville area. Now, if we look at the Bonthierville area, it's been plagued by such a lot of shooting, such a lot of, you know, deaths. And over the past, we speak to Angus McKenzie quite often about, I mean, in 1 month's time, you're looking at 26 people dead in the area. But you know, not only creating a coffee culture on the Cape Flats and uplifting the community, but she's also creating jobs, all from the stoop of her own home. And we welcome Anisa into the studio this afternoon. Welcome and thanks for coming in.
Hi, good afternoon.
Promise we'll get you back home before Bukatan. Okay, you are the founder of That Coffee Shop and Anisa's Cakes. And how and when did you fall in love with this baking tradition and being in the kitchen? Did you always want to be a baker?
I always went to work with my father. Yes, he worked in a bakery. But since I've been married, I've always been in the kitchen. It's always been a hobby of mine to bake. Yeah.
Yeah, your earlier influences was obviously your father, and you know, I've also got a daughter that followed in my footsteps. and you started baking from the age of 9.
Yes, indeed, I did.
Okay. And tell us about this journey. How did this idea come about, and what made you say to yourself, you know what? Our people always go to coffee shops in a mall.
Yeah.
They always go to coffee shops somewhere else. And if they really want to enjoy a nice cup of coffee, they got to take the taxi, get into their cars, put themselves in danger, probably sometimes also. And you created this coffee shop right there in the area. So people actually don't have to go anywhere fancy. They can just come to fancy at your place.
There we go. It really started when, you know, like I said, my husband used to come out of work and every day I would bake something. So there was always a surprise. If it's not cookies, it's cake. And then I was at home for about 6 years and I thought, why not start baking cakes to sell? I started off with cookies and that went well. And then I got a first order for my niece's birthday cake. And I baked that cake, a little square cake, and I posted it. I took a try. I posted it on Facebook and everyone just fell in love with this cake. And from that cake, that is when That Cake Lady started. I launched That Cake Lady last year, June. And at the launch, I decided that I'm going to open a coffee shop. Now, with the launch of That Cake Lady, I started to employ 2 people. Oh. And then I took a look at the people down my road. Always, jobs is needed. Jobs was needed, right? Yeah. And there's always a knock on the door for a piece or a little of something.
Yeah.
And I decided that I'm going to have this coffee shop to help the community, especially by creating jobs. Mm.
Well, how's the reception been in the Bonthierville area? I went to Madresa in Bonthierville, so I know the area quite well, in Firethorn Street, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's exactly where I live.
Is it? And if anybody has any tales, if you've eaten at Anisa Seal's coffee and cake shop, and if you've been out there and you've actually had a taste of what she has experienced, and give us a call, 021-446-0567. And on the WhatsApp line, you can send us a WhatsApp, a voice note to 072-567-1567. What has the reception been? How has it changed people's minds about Bonthierville?
It's been wonderful. It's just been amazing. I had a dream. I went for it. 4 months down the line, I now accomplished getting tourists in. So that was something, that was with my first interview. I said that I would love for tourists to come in. And I have now partnered with a tour company. And we have tourists coming into Bonthierville.
And you serve them traditional Cape Town stuff?
Yes. Cape Town meals. It's tomato stew.
What do they like to eat?
Cook sisters and samosas. Yeah, so we just give them the traditional high scores. Yeah, and so it's just been amazing.
And, you know, what were the challenges in the beginning? Because obviously starting out a business and having a business, there are always challenges. And you always say to yourself, you know, am I ever going to get there? Am I ever going to overcome this? So what were those challenges initially?
Okay, so I wake up thinking that every single day. Yeah, but at the beginning, there was, you know, on the Cape Flats, you have that hookahs, you know, where they stand on the corners and they drink or just whatever they do. So at the beginning, the first 3 weeks, that is what happened. And then I just went up to them and I told them what I'm busy trying to do, what I'm creating. We need a safer, better Bontival for all of us. And after I spoke to them, I asked them if they have any self-respect, because if they respected themselves, they would respect others.
Yeah.
And after I spoke to them, they've never stood there.
Do they come for coffee?
Yeah, sometimes they do. I think they've been there twice. Yeah.
Chatting to Anisa Seal this afternoon, and she's in studio with me, that cake lady, and Anisa's Cakes, of course. I'm obvious that there's a Facebook page that people can go and see. And I spoke about Angus McKenzie, and woe behold, he listens to the show. Angus, a very good afternoon to you, and welcome to the show. Angus McKenzie is the ward councillor for Bontiaville. Angus was telling me some very interesting things, because we had a transport meeting and he was talking about collaboration and how he believes in collaboration and you know, in terms of that particular situation of collaborating, he's got a lot done in the Bontiaville area. Angus, a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Zane. Good afternoon, Anisa. I had to make time for this because I'm on my way to Germany to a transport conference.
I hope you're so taking consciousness with you.
I most certainly am. I hope I get through customs with it, but I'm saying it's coming from Bontiaville and then they leave me alone. So everything should be fine. But listen, speaking about collaboration, this is absolutely what it is that we are trying to achieve in the Bontiaville area, where people stand up, take the opportunities that they have dreamt of, that they envision for themselves, and put those opportunities to good use within the community. One of the big things that I must take my hat off to what Anisa has done is that the responsibility of creating jobs sometimes is perceived to be the responsibility squarely of government. But if government plays a role to create an environment for entrepreneurs to succeed within local areas, then those local business people are able to employ local people within their own communities and close down that unemployment gap. And that's what Tanis has done really well. And as an administration, we've been able to support her to make sure that this is in place and that's in place so that she's able to function as a business. And so that's the perfect model. What she's done for crime, her road that she lives in has been a notorious road for crime in the past. But because there's someone that has taken control of what happens in the street, the community around her supporting what she's trying to achieve, automatically you start pushing crime out of that street and sadly into another street. But then we just wait for the next entrepreneur and next community member to stand up and be counted, that we can keep pushing crime further and further backwards.
Angus, thanks for your contribution. And you say that, you know what, it is nice for people to come to a ward councillor that actually collaborates with the businesses. How have you been able to assist Anisa? Because is it with, you know, normally the city has got a lot of red tape that one has to go through. And make no doubt that you need to have your certificate of acceptability. You have to have your business permit. How is it possible for you to assist people in that Bontiaville area who also want to start up a bit of a business?
Look, I think the important thing is that we don't push things through to the detriment of anyone or anyone else. Everyone follows the same procedure. However, most people struggle with taking that first step because they actually don't know where to go. And so the more I am put in touch with local entrepreneurs and the more local entrepreneurs find me, I'm able to walk that road with them. And automatically when you have someone that is the counselor or someone that has something in some form of administration walking that road with you, it sometimes speeds up the process, but it also ensures that the entrepreneur is able to focus on developing the business while the whatever is needed, whether it be permits, whether it be zoning applications, so that while that process is running, the entrepreneur is able to focus on his or her business. So what I'm saying is that, like with Anissa, she had this amazing idea. I loved the idea, and I shared it with my media contacts, and my media contacts loved it, and they ran with it. Then we were able to do the other things that we needed to do, and we are open to doing that for each and every single business within our community, because we all want to see the change, and we all want to see the community develop to a better Bonteville, to a more prosperous Bonteville, to a working Bonteville.
That's the ward councillor Angus McKenzie chatting to us, and I know that he normally goes to Anissa's cake shop, and he normally sits there at the coffee shop, and he deals with all the problems of the community. So that's also one way of supporting it. We got a WhatsApp message that's just come in, and it says here, what's what's her cake best seller? What does she have on the menu, and how much are our prices? I must come and taste her goods, and that is what Vanessa says. Also, another WhatsApp message coming in saying, I love what she's doing in that community, Zane. Yeah, yeah, Anissa, any messages for the young people, advice from how they can actually do the same? I think you get asked those questions all the time. So what is your cake best seller?
Okay, that would be the carrot cake and the red velvet cake. But they're all good.
Well, you've brought two boxes worth. I'll have to wait until 10 to 6 this evening. What else do you have in your menu? Is it just cake and coffee, or do you have a full spread of other items?
Okay, we've got meals. We serve meals, breakfast. Breakfast runs all day, and then in the afternoon we start with our lunch menu, lunch and dinner.
And the people that you've taken on, you've taken on how many people to work with you in your coffee shop?
Okay, we're about six.
Six.
Yeah,
that's a lot. So at the end of the day, how have you managed to change these people's minds? I suppose the nicest thing for them must be when they are actually able to go home and put food on the table at home. It just gives you that sense of integrity and pride, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. And they've really uplifted themselves. The one lady, I basically don't bake anymore. I don't have to do anything anymore. I really have to tell you guys that. I don't need to do anything. I just show them what to do, and then they do it.
You must remember that, when you start managing, and when you go into the management position, you start getting gray hair, so watch out. Watch out for that. And you've got six people working with you. How do you think, the community around you has started changing? Have they also sort of had that positive feeling to say, I can also do something, that I can also, achieve something? Because when I was teaching in Manenberg, that was the most difficult thing to do, is to hold up something, up there and say that, you are able to achieve this, and, you've been able to become a shining star in the Bonteville area.
I have inspired a lot of women. There has been many calls about asking me how the idea came about, and if I can help them and things like that. So where I can help, I help.
And explain to us, because you run this from home, so when the tour bus pulls up, what is the first thing they're going to see there?
Okay, so we have different tours packages, but we usually welcome them with the coons. Yeah, so they're also from the community. So that is, I employ those people only on the day of our tours. Like, that's basically on a Tuesday. Tuesdays and Thursdays we have tourists coming in. So then we welcome them with cups of klopsa.
Chatting to Anissa Seal this afternoon. Her place is at 13 Firethorn Street, Bonteville. Butanwedin, I think, was at number 34 Firethorn
13.
Street. 13 Firethorn Street, yeah. And that was where I went to Madresa, out in that particular area. Do you need any sponsors, or are you self-sufficient? Have you really turned this business around into a very successful business, being able to pay all your costs and also make a little bit for yourself?
I won't say no to sponsors, but we manage. Yeah.
And any plans for expansions? You actually want to, because you know the food tours in the township areas are actually quite big, because it there is. Are massive expansions, like you know, Mzoli's and other Rands, for instance, out in the Khayelitsha area, mm-hmm. where massive loads of tourists go to. Any plans for expansion in saying, you know, this is Bontheville and I'm going to expand to maybe one or two other places?
Okay, so it's always going to be at number 13 Firethorn Street, mm-hmm. right? but I do want to, I am trying to include other businesses as well. So I'm still looking at a few other businesses to include in our package, but yeah, that's we're getting there.
So far.
Yeah.
Chatting to Anisa Seal, thank you so much for coming in all the way from Bontheville. And of course, I see she's brought barakat. For those of you who don't know what barakat is something that you actually take home with you to go and enjoy at home. Thank you so much, and all the best for this coffee shop. And, you know, it's absolutely amazing. So thanks very much for coming in. She's actually just shown us. What is the contact details for you? Have you got a Facebook page or anything?
Okay. We're Anisa's Cakes on Facebook, and then Instagram, That Coffee Shop, That Cake Lady. And future plans.
Yeah.
We didn't finish that. Future plans. I'm planning this weight loss journey with Anisa.
On cakes?
We serve food as well. We serve food as well. So I'm planning this weight loss journey with Anisa, where I will be, I'll be drawing up the meal plan, mm-hmm. and you will be getting your meals from me.
So a mother who wants to go on a sort of weight loss journey
there
with you will make it, and she doesn't have to come home from work and cook her
exactly.
own stuff. I like that. That's sort of a solution. And if there's any coffee bean makers out there that can sort of partner with Anisa at That Coffee Shop, you know, you can always contact her. You can contact us and chat to us. And Anisa, thanks so much for coming in, and all the best for this future venture of yours. And if you look at me, I probably need to go on a weight loss journey myself.